The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Baruchim Abayim, today we're going to be finishing Simen Membeis Hilchos Suda, the proper conduct a person should do during a Suda, during a meal. Let's see Halacha Yud. Im Tzorach La'asos Eze Refuah Bepas. If a person needs to do some sort of medicine purpose with bread, he wants to use bread for some sort of Refuah for medicine, O B'Shar Dvar Ma'echol, or he wants to use some other item of food for the sake of a medicine, for the sake of a healing property. Afal pi shenimas bekach, even though it's made undesirable, it's made disgusting by that use, and won't be able to eat the food anymore, mutter, that is permitted, that's considered to be an appropriate use of food for the sake of refuah, for the sake of healing himself. The Mishnah Berurah adds, even if it wasn't a purpose of refuah, if it was something which is a normal use of that food, that a person gains from it, and it's considered normal to do that, a person would be allowed to use food for that purpose. The example the Mishnah Berurah gives is to anoint oneself with wine or with oil. Olive oil was considered to be a normal use. So that would be an example of something which is a tzorach for a person, and there's a need for a person to do it, and is considered normal. That would also be a permitted use of food. Let's see Halacha Yud Aleph. Yizar ma'od de'peirurin. A person should be careful with the crumbs of bread. He shouldn't throw them out on the ground. Tekad, or a place that a person would step on them. Tekad shalanias, because that would bring a person to poverty. Elikabsim v'yitneim la'opus. Rather, he should gather the bread comes up, and give them to the birds. If a person just throws out these breadcrumbs and he steps on them, that's considered to be something that could bring a person to poverty. Mishnah Berurah makes the distinction that if a person is putting it, again, if he's putting it in a place where he would step on them, that would bring up, that's not considered proper, could bring a person to poverty to step on these breadcrumbs. But if he just puts it in a place where it's going to be dissolved, let's say he has a cup of water, and he puts it in the water, he puts it down the sink, let's say, that would not be a problem. There's no problem to do that to breadcrumbs. Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal is quoted as saying that if a person wants to put it in the garbage and he has breadcrumbs, he shouldn't put it straight into the garbage. He should wrap it up in a bag or something that would cover it. He should put the breadcrumbs in some sort of covering, and then put that covering in the garbage to show the proper respect to bread. Let's see Halacha Yud Beis. Hashose mayim, someone that drinks water, lo yishta bifnei rabim, he should not drink in a public place. He should not drink in front of a public audience. He should turn his face away. He should turn away from the crowd when he's drinking water. By other liquids, other beverages, a person does not have to turn his face away. This distinction is from a Tosfos in Meseches Bechoros. It seems that what Tosfos means to say is that other drinks are meant to be used and consumed in a social setting. Not just wine, but even other beverages are considered to be more social drinks, that a person consumes them in a social setting. Therefore, there's no problem to drink other drinks in a public setting. But when it comes to water, a person should not drink it in a public place. He should turn his face away. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha only with respect to a Talmud Chacham, a person who's a Torah scholar. He should be careful not to drink water publicly. But by other people, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, one doesn't have to be so careful. And even there, if it's other drinks, even by a Talmud Chacham, by other drinks, he would be allowed to drink it with a crowd if it's not water. There's a distinction also the Mishnah Berurah makes, even by water, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's at the time of a Suda, if it's the time when he's eating a meal, even the water, and even the Talmud Chacham, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one would be allowed to drink water if it's the time where a person's having a meal. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he has notes at the end of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in some editions those notes are printed. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not agree with that distinction. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if it's water, one should not drink it publicly even during a meal. But again, the Mishnah Berurah is lenient during a meal. Let's see Halacha Yud Gimel. Ein mistaklin b'fnei ha'ochel v'ashosa. One should not look or gaze at the face of a person who's eating or drinking. V'lo b'chol kol shalafanav. He shouldn't stare, look at the portion in front of him. Kedesh lo l'vaisho. They shouldn't embarrass him. It's embarrassing to a person to either stare at his food or stare at his face when he's eating. Therefore, a person should refrain from staring at his face or at his portion. Let's see Halacha Yadalid. Kol ma'achol u'mashkeh she'mevi'en lifnei ha'adam. Any food or drink that we bring in front of a person, she'yesh lo reach, that it has a smell, it gives off a strong smell, v'ha'adam ta'iv lo, and the person has a desire for that food. Tzorach litin menu miyad. A person has to give some of that davar muad, a little bit of that food, l'hamishamish, to the person who's serving the food. He has to, the person who's the balabayas, the household owner, should give some of that food to his servant, or to the person serving the food, if it has a strong smell. The vishamazik la'adam, because it's damaging for a person. He should see a food that he has a desire for it, and he doesn't eat from it. It's considered to be unhealthy for a person to smell food that he has a desire to eat and he's not able to eat. Therefore, the balabayas, the head of household, should give some of that food to the shamish, to the person serving. The Mishnah Berurah adds the same thing would apply to a person cooking the food. Whoever's cooking the food should be served some of that food. And even if the person wasn't cooking the food, if he was just standing in the kitchen and it has a strong smell, the Mishnah Berurah also adds the person should be given from that food. The balabayas, the head of the household, should give anybody who's, let's say, standing in the kitchen and he smells a strong smell of food, he should give him from that food to eat. The Mishnah Berurah also adds, if a person is eventually going to be eating with the people eating this meal, let's say the person is a waiter or he's the shamish, the person serving the food, or the person cooking the food, if this person is eventually going to be eating a meal, and sometime when the food is served, he'll be eating it, that's not considered to be damaging. It's not considered to be a hezek to a person who smells it if eventually he's going to be eating this food when it's served at the meal. Let's see Halacha Tezvav. Lo yitin adam le'achol, a person should not give another person to eat, unless he knows he's going to wash his hands. In the case of bread, he knows he's going to wash his hands. V'yivarech, he knows he's going to make a bracha on it. So the halacha that the kitzur is bringing down, the person should not serve someone food unless he knows he'll be conducting himself properly with halachas of netilas yadayim, if it's bread, and making the proper brachos. The Shulchan Aruch brings down about this halacha that even though normally a person shouldn't serve another person a food if he's not going to wash his hands for bread or make the brachos, if he gives it to an ani, if he gives it to a poor person as tzedakah, then he's allowed to give him even though the person he's giving to will not make the proper brachos or the proper netilas yadayim. So if it's for the sake of tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch is more lenient. There is a psak, there is a ruling from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He talks about the following case. Let's say you'd have a person, a guest, who respects those who keep the Torah and mitzvahs. Let's say he's someone who is involved with the different institutions, Torah institutions. So he's someone who's generally involved with Torah institutions and those who keep Torah, but he himself is not personally observant. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the following chiddush, a novel idea. if you're concerned that by not serving that person, who's not going to make the proper brachos and tefillas yadayim, you'll be merachik him, you'll distance him more from keeping Torah and mitzvos, and if in the long run, he'll be worse off, he'll be further from Torah by not being served. Rishon Zalman is mekel, Rishon Zalman is lenient to serve that person food or drink. And his reasoning is the following. Why can't I serve that person this food if he's not going to make the bracha or wash if it requires until a sidayim? The reason is because it's lifnei ivel asitin michshol, it's considered to be a stumbling block, giving a stumbling block to a person. You're causing him to be nichshol, to not be careful about a halacha if he'll eat without making a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman makes the following argument. If in the long run he'll be keeping less mitzvahs by not serving him, he'll be distancing the person from Torah by not serving him, so it's a bigger michshol, bigger stumbling block to not serve him. So therefore Shlomo Zalman says this novel idea that if a person could serve another person who will not make the proper brachos, if by doing so you'll be makariv him, you'll bring him closer to keeping the Torah and mitzvahs. If in the long run he'll be closer to keeping Torah and mitzvahs. That's a novel idea which Shlomo Zalman presents in terms of this halacha. Let's see halacha tezayin. Isha she'en ba'ala ima, a woman whose husband is not with her. Eila lishtos yayin, she should not drink wine. It's considered improper for a woman to drink and wine or any beverage which intoxicates if her husband is not there with her. If she's somewhere that's not her house, if she's away from her home, even if her husband is with her, it's forbidden to drink. It's only considered to be appropriate for a woman to drink wine if she's at home and her husband is with her. The same thing applies to any other beverage which intoxicates. A woman shouldn't drink it if either her husband is not with her or if she's away from her house. The Kitza continues, if you'd have a situation that she's accustomed to drinking wine with her husband, and when her husband is there, she's accustomed to drinking wine with him, she's allowed to drink a little bit, not in front of her husband. If she's the type of woman who's accustomed to drinking wine when she's with her husband, so then, even though her husband's not there, she could drink a little bit less, and that would be considered appropriate. So the rule is that if a woman's accustomed to drinking wine with her husband and she's at home, she's allowed to drink whatever she's accustomed to. If her husband is not there, she can drink a little bit less, as long as that's considered something that would not be unusually intoxicating, that she wouldn't get drunk because she's used to drinking wine. It just should be a little bit less than what she drinks with her husband if her husband is not there. Let's see, Allah Yud Zayin. Also, La'archam Lital Klum Mimashu Lefneim. It's forbidden for a guest to take from the food in front of him, Litin Biad Bino Obito Shavalabais, to give it to the son or the daughter of the head of the household. He should not take some of the food and give it to the other family members of the place he's invited. Kishema Ein Labalabais Yosem Mimashu Hevi Lefneim, because maybe the head of household doesn't have more than what he brought to them. Maybe he only has exactly what he brought out. He'll be embarrassed that he doesn't have enough. Maybe he calculated exactly how much he has available to serve. And that will be embarrassing to the head of the household if you're taking some of what he was planning on serving the guests and then feeding it to the family members that wasn't intended to be used for them. Because it continues, however, if you have on the table a lot prepared, if there's clearly plenty of food, that even if you give some to the family members, there will be plenty left, mutter, that's permitted, because then the head of household would not be embarrassed, because there's plenty to go around. Let's see, halacha yudches. Hanichnas labayis, someone that goes into a house, someone's invited to a house, he shouldn't say, give me to eat, until they offer him to eat. It's considered to be improper to request food, to say, please bring me food, even to say it politely, because he shouldn't have to ask for it. He should wait for the food to be brought to him if he was invited there. Kisa continues, also le'achol mesu'uda she'en maspekas levalea. It's forbidden to eat from a meal that doesn't have enough for the owner. Let's see, a person sees that the meal is very, very bitsim. So it's such an exact amount that if this person would partake from the meal, he would take away from what the owner of the meal would have for himself. And if it's not enough to satisfy the owner of the meal and the guest partakes of that meal, that's forbidden. Again, the Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, also le'achol mesu'uda she'en maspekas levalea. It's forbidden to eat from a meal that doesn't have enough to satisfy its owner, to take away from that meal which is very exact, that's only enough for the owner of the meal. He should not eat from such a meal. Shizo avag gezel. That's considered to be literally dust of stealing. It's considered to be similar, close to stealing, because the owner only has enough for himself. To take what the owner needs for himself, that's considered to be similar to stealing, taking something that doesn't belong to you. Afal pi shabal habayis mazmino lechol imo. Even if the head of household, the person who prepared the meal, invited him to eat, if the guest sees clearly that there's only enough for the baal habayis, for the person himself, not for any guests, he should not partake from the meal. V'avon gadol, that's considered to be an aveira. U'menadvarim shekasha lashuv aleihem. These are things that it's hard to do tshuva on them. It's hard to do the proper restoration or proper tikkun, correction of his actions for. The Rambam explains because the person doesn't see that he did anything so bad. He was invited to such a meal, so he doesn't see what he did was so bad. Therefore, a person should be very careful if he sees that the meal is very, very bit symptoms. It's only exact that the baal habayis himself, that the owner himself has enough only for himself. He should not partake from the meal and take away from what the baal habayis needs for himself. Let's see halacha yotes. Also, lotzeis mimkomo kodem shivarech birkas hamazon. A person should not leave his place before he makes the bracha of birkas hamazon. The bracha of birkas hamazon on bread needs to be made in the place where he ate. A person should not leave his place before he makes the birkas hamazon. No, he should make the birkas hamazon in the place that he ate. Kitzur continues. Vafilu l'leches be'emsa hasuda l'cheder acher. Even if he wants to go in the middle of the meal to another room, ligmar sham suda, so to finish his meal, he wants to change rooms from one to the other. Or he wants to return back to his place to finish his meal. I mean, he wants to leave and come back to the original place where he was eating. Even if he just wants to go outside the door of his house, even if it's a small distance he's going, just to leave the door of his house, and he's going to come back to his house. Yesh lizar, but mizah, a person should be careful about that. So whether it's moving the meal from one room to another or leaving to the door of his house and then coming back, a person should not do that, because if he's in the middle of the meal, he should make sure to bench before he leaves the place that he's eating. And the concern is he'll forget about benching in his place, and therefore, because of that concern of not benching properly, a person should not leave in the middle of the meal until he benches where he's eating. Avar v'yatza, let's say he did the wrong thing and he left. Bein shu gomer su daso b'makom shu isham. Whether he's going to finish his meal in the place that he left to, that he left from his original place to a new place, and he's going to finish the meal in the new place. Bein shu choz l'kan ligmar su daso, or whether he's going to return back to the original place to finish his suuda, to finish his meal. Ein tzorach la'aso levarech hamotzi. He does not need to make the bracha rishon of hamotzi again. What the kitzur is referring to is the idea of shinui makom. If a person changes the place of his meal, if it's not something that requires a bracha achron in its place, if he doesn't require to make the bracha after the food in the original place, so if he goes to a new place, he would need a new bracha rishonah. So let's say, for example, a person was having drinks and he leaves his house to a different house. He needs a new shahakal when he gets to a new house. In this case, where the person was having something which requires benching in the original place, because he's, so to speak, tied down to his original place, because he has to go there to bench, so therefore he would not require a new bracha of hamotzi if he left to a new place. So the Kitzur says, he does not need to make another bracha of hamotzi in the case of something that requires birkas hamos in the case of bread. The kevin shkavas hudasa ala pas, because since he has set himself up to eat bread, since he's having a more permanent type of a meal with bread that requires a bracha in the place, original place where he ate it, even though he has changed the makom, he went to a different place. We call makom nechshava kol suda achas. Still, it's considered to be all one suda, all one meal. Because since bread requires a bracha in its place, therefore, anytime he leaves, he's considered to be still kavua. He's still sort of tied back to his original place. And when he goes to a new place, whether he continued in a different place or left and came back to his original place, is considered to be one continuous meal. Again, we call makom nechshav kol suda achas. Everything is considered to be one meal. Rakshi yizor lechol lechol apachas kizayis pas. However, he should be careful to eat at least the size of a kizayis of bread, the size of an olive of bread, around the size of the volume of an ounce, approximately. It's about the size of, let's say, a golf ball, that size of bread. B'makom shivarach birkas hamazon, in the place he's going to make birkas hamazon. Meaning, according to the Kitzur's opinion, by bread, it does not require a new bracha rishon, a new hamotzi, if he goes to a new place, whether he went back to his original place or whether he went to a new place. However, if he went to a new place, because he hasn't eaten there yet, he would have to eat a kazayas of bread, the size of an olive, approximately, of bread, in order to make the benching there, because he always has to eat a kazayas of bread in the place where he makes the birkas hamazon. The Kitzur continues, of b'shar devarim enokin. However, by other foods, it's not like that. By other foods, whether it's something that requires a mezonos, or a hagafen, or even the shivas aminim, the seven types of fruit that Yisrael was blessed with, and certainly by other fruits, a person who leaves from one place to another would have to make a new bracha where he goes. Because since he's not tied down, so to speak, to his original place, because he can make the bracha, according to Kitzur's opinion, in the new location, in the location that he goes to, therefore he would need a new bracha rishona. He needs to make a bracha before he continues eating the bracha rishona on the food he's eating in the new location. The Kitzur notes over here, Ayin lekaman simenun sif yud gimel. If you look in simenun sif yud gimel, there he also continues the discussion of the halachas of shinei makom, when it leaves from one place to another. And the Mishnah Berurah brings on two other opinions. One opinion is that by mizonos, anything that requires a bracha of mizonos, a person would have to go back to that place to make the bracha achrona. He would have to go back to re-eat the mizonos in order to make the alamichya. And therefore, because he has to go back to that place, he would not require new mizonos if he leaves from one place to another. So if he's eating, let's say, cake, and he goes, leaves his house, and then comes back, he would not require new mizonos according to the Mishnah Berurah. And if he goes to a new place, he would have to eat a kazayas of that mizonos in order to make the alamechia in the new place. He would have to, according to this opinion, Mishnah Berurah brings down, he would have to eat the kazayas about the size of an olive, again, approximately the size of a golf ball, of that cake in the new place if he's not going back to his original place. There's even an opinion that says, by the shivas haminim, by the seven fruits Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, which is dates, pomegranates, grapes, olives, and figs. When we talk about the seven, meaning two of them are wheat and barley, those are the bracha of mizonos. But the other five, again, grapes, figs, olives, dates, and pomegranates. By those types of fruits, a person, according to one opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, a person would have to make the bracha achrona where he ate those fruits. And therefore, if he left, that would not be considered to be a Shinui Makom. Anytime he has to go back to that place to make the Bracha Achrona, it's not considered a Shinui Makom that he went to a new place in order to make the Bracha Rishona on that. And therefore, according to this opinion, even on those other fruits that we mentioned, again, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates, because the person would be required to make the bracha acharonah, the bracha after them, of Allah eats in the place he ate them, therefore he would not require a new bracha of Bori Pio eats if he leaves and he goes back to a new location, or even if he goes to a... So again, if he leaves and goes back to his original location, or even if he goes to a new location, he would just not make a new bracha acharonah, and in the case of going to a new location, he would have to eat a kezias of those fruits before making an al ha'etz. Let's see halacha chaf. Im ochen b'chabura, if someone was eating with a group, v'yotzu k'tzas mehem, some of them left, al das shi'achziru lakan, with the intention of coming back. A person was eating with a group, some of them left, some of them stayed behind. Kevan shinishar afilo rak echad mehen kan b'mkomo, since even one of them is left here, even if only one of the group is remained behind in the original place, lo nisbat lahakaviyus. Therefore, the kaviyus, that permanent situation of the group, is not considered to be annulled as long as part of the group is still there. When they come back, they're coming back to the original kavius, the original permanent setting for the meal. For the havi hefsik, it's not considered to be a hefsik, an interruption of the meal. And therefore, what the kitzur is saying, that regardless of what the person is eating, whether it was fruit or mezonos, according to the kitzur, in either of those cases, a person wouldn't normally have shinui makom if he left no one behind. But if he has some of the members of the group that were left behind, whatever he's eating is considered to be one continuous achila, is considered like he continued his meal between the time he left and the time he came back, because he left some people behind. Therefore, he would not require a new bracha rishona, regardless of what he was eating, if some of the people of the chabura, someone from the group, stayed behind. Let's see halacha chaf aleph. And b'shas birkas hamotzi, if at the time of the bracha of hamotzi, Haysadata lelechas achakach, get intention to go afterwards lebayis acher, to another house. Ligmar sham suudas, he wants to finish his meal in that other house. Ulevarach sham birkas hamazon, he wants to make the birkas hamazon in a new house. Noagin lahati, the custom is to be mata that, to allow that the custom is, if a person intends at the time he made the hamotzi to go somewhere else, even though normally we would require him to bench before he leaves, but if he planned initially in going to a new place, he could leave and then go to the new place l'chatchila without any issue of leaving without having made the benching, and he'll bench in the new place. The kitzur adds, like we discussed in halacha yotes, v'tzorach lizor le'achol gam shom l'chol apachos kezayis pas. He has to be careful to eat in that new place at least a kezayis of bread, at least the size of an olive of bread, because any time a person goes from place A to place B, if he's going to a new place, he has to make sure to eat a kezayis of bread in the new place. And the kitzur is allowing this l'chatchila. A person could even do this, set up his meal like that, if he had in mind initially to start his meal in place A and in place B, in the new place. As long as he has a kezayis of bread in the new place, that is fine. Again, the size of a kezayis is about the size of a golf ball, approximately. Ve'elasus ken el esatzarech. A person should only do this if it's a case of need. Lusudas mitzvah, let's say it's a meal which is considered to be a mitzvah, like a wedding or a bris milah, something which is considered to be a mitzvah. That's the only time the kitzur allows one to rely on this leniency of leaving one's place and finishing the meal in a different place. The Mishnah Berurah, when he talks about this halacha, he says, doesn't mention this condition of only allowing it for the sake of a sudas mitzvah, for the sake of a meal which is a mitzvah. He allows any time a person had intention originally to finish the meal in a new location, he could start in one place and end somewhere else. According to Mishnah Berurah, that would never be an issue. Let's see halacha chav beis. Hamispala b'tocha suda, one who davens a tefillah during a meal, davens during a meal, when he continues eating, he does not need to make another hamotzi, meaning even though he wasn't able to eat at the time where he was davening, that's not considered an interruption in the meal. Also, if a person fell asleep in the middle of a meal, a sleep which is considered to be temporary, he didn't actually go to his bed, but he just fell asleep, like a dozed off in the middle of the meal. Even though it wasn't just a short time, it took some time. Mishmura adds, even if it was an hour, lo mikri hepsik. That's not considered to be an interruption because he's still in the middle of the meal, just he had a temporary break. V'chenin hepsik b'shar divrei rishos. Also, if he interrupted some other issue that's not a mitzvah, something that he just had to do, something he had to take care of. Something like needing to use the facilities for needing to use the restroom. That's not considered to be an interruption in the meal. He would not need to make another hamotzi in the meal. But nevertheless, all these cases, he needs to wash his hands again. Because it's considered to be he removed his das's intention to keep his hands clean during that time that he went to do this other activity, whether it's using the bathroom or dozing off. These things require him to wash again because he hasn't washed his hands, he hasn't been careful with his hands during that time he was dozing or using the bathroom. Elam kein shomer yadav, unless it's a case where he went to do some other activity, let's say he left whatever activity it was, and he was able to keep his hands clean. If he was able to keep his hands clean and he was aware of the status of his hands throughout the whole time, he would not require to wash again if he was careful to keep his hands clean the whole time he did this other activity. However, he should not make a bracha on the netilas yadayim. Kimishum hesach hadas im mevarchan alan anatila. One never makes a bracha of anatilas yadayim just for an interruption that wasn't careful with his hands. He wasn't careful with watching his hands. According to the opinion of the Kitzer, one would not make a new anatilas yadayim. He would wash in all these cases, but he would not make the bracha of anatilas yadayim just because of the fact he wasn't careful with his hands. He would wash without a bracha. That's the opinion of the Kitzer. We mentioned in Siman Mem Sift Halacha Tezayin, Halacha Netilas Yadayim, the Mishnah Berurah says in the case where the person used the bathroom for moving his bowels, then he could actually make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see Halacha Chav Gimel. Mishigamar Suudasa, once the person finished his meal, Pernasin Da'ata Levarach Birkas Hamazon, he had intention to make Birkas Hamazon, he intended to bench. If he wants to eat and drink again, there's many distinctions the halacha makes in terms of the brachos. Therefore, a person should refrain from this. The Kitzer is saying if a person has decided he's going to bench, in halacha discusses maybe there's a distinction between eating or drinking, there's a distinction between if he's eating on his own or if he's relying on someone else's decisions about ending the meal. So there's many distinctions in halacha that would affect if he were to eat again, would he need to make another bracha. Akin yeshlam no mizah, therefore he should refrain from eating once he's decided to bench. However, whenever he made the decision, once he's made the decision that he's going to make the Birkas HaMazon, Yivarech Birkas HaMazon. He should make the Birkas HaMazon once he decides he's going to bench, he should follow through on bench, because there's many doubts in halacha, if he were to eat more, does he need a new bracha or not? So therefore, if he decided to bench, he should actually follow through and bench. In terms of the halacha we discussed in the halacha to Zion about a woman drinking, if you look on the website of Kitzer 365, there's an article for women are obligated to drink on Purim. It discusses women drinking in terms of the mitzvah of drinking on Purim.